You're listening to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. Since 2000, the beginning of Michigan's so-called lost decade, state revenue cuts to Michigan cities and towns total $13 billion. The impacts have had deep and wide-ranging effects, with lawmakers at work on the next state budget and with a modest surplus projected. Advocates for Michigan cities and towns are pleading for an increase in revenue. This afternoon, many of those advocates will meet at the Lansing office of the Michigan Municipal League to make their case. Here to discuss the revenue debacle facing municipalities, Dan Gilmartin, president of the Michigan Municipal League. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Mark.
And he's joined with the mayor of Linden, Michigan, in Genesee County, Mr. Joe Lossing. Joe, nice to meet you.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Real good. $13 billion in cuts over 13 years. I realize there are multiple impacts of a hit like that. What have been most noticeable, Dan Gilmartin?
A ton of stuff, really. And you mentioned me as president. Dave Lossing's actually our president, so I don't want to take the push.
You would be CEO.
Get us off exactly, okay. Exactly. So we'll get that going because Dave's doing a fantastic job. We've had a problem for the last decade. I mean, in Michigan, there has been a longstanding 70-80-year relationship between local governments and state governments in terms of how we fund our services. When you go to Chicago, you may pay a different sales tax in the city that you pay in the suburbs, and maybe in the rural areas. Everything's sort of a hodgepodge. In Michigan, we've always had a streamlined system by which, for example, the sales tax is paid the same everywhere, and then a portion of that is shared back with local units of government. It worked for 70 years. Then we hit 2000. The state ran into some budget issues, and rather than deal with their own budget issues in a way that would be appropriate, they've been, as you mentioned earlier, taking money that was to be directed at cities for the purposes of paying things like cops and firefighters and roads and senior services and little leagues and all the things that we come to rely upon at the local level. That stuff's sort of all gone by the wayside. So we're now working on our 13th year of cuts, and we think it's about time we change those types of things, because as we study places around the country, when you look at the Portlands and the Bostons and the Austins, and certainly here in the Midwest, we see young people graduating from places like Michigan State and moving out to Chicago. They're moving for the places. That's the most important thing that we see. That's what sticks out everywhere, of having these vibrant places that offer amenities that people are looking for. And in an age where people are mobile, where jobs are mobile, where businesses are mobile, the best places are going to win. We see that all the time. So we've got to figure out a way to reinvest in our communities and to put our communities in a position to be all that they can be.
Mayor Joe Lossing, take us to Main Street in your city, Linden, Michigan, and tell us about how these cuts have played out in your city.
Well, we've seen that, you know, the cuts on property taxes as well over the last 4 or 5 years. Couple that with loss of revenue sharing in the last dozen years, about $4.2 billion. We're very efficient at the local level. Most small communities like Linden, we're about 4,000 people or so. We've been very, very efficient over the last decade or so. We do a lot with shared services with our neighbors, with the townships that surround us, as well as other cities and villages. So we've been very efficient, very economical for years. So I think, you know, the state has to invest in our local cities, as Dan has mentioned. If we want to attract the talent back into Michigan, if we want to keep our college graduates here, we have to invest in their communities, because that's where people live, quite honestly. We take care of the health, safety, and welfare. We fix the roads, the streetlights, pick up the trash, water mains break. We take care of that. Do police and fire as well as mutual aid agreements with other communities. So we're very efficient local units of government, but the state needs to really step up and invest in our backyards.
And during this same period, we've all seen a spike in the cost of health care, which many cities are on the hook for, and the cost there is well into the billions of dollars as well, right, Dan?
No question. There was a report last week out of some folks here at Michigan State that chronicled that. You're talking about billions of dollars in legacy costs. It's basically a situation where we've got to decide what's important. And as Dave said, in what they have done in Linden and what's been going on in communities throughout Michigan, large and small, for the last decade, has been to sort of tighten their belts, deal with issues in a different way than they've done it. We've seen some incredible innovation at the local level in terms of how we provide these types of services. But just like with a business, you can't cut your way to prosperity. You can cut your way during difficult times. You can try to figure out how to do things more with less, if you will. But at some point in time, we've got to invest in these places. We've got to invest in our communities. And again, for the purpose of providing an experience for the people who live there, providing an opportunity for businesses to come there, for talent that can go anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, to decide, I want to live in Linden, I want to live in Lansing, I want to live in Detroit, whatever the case might be. And with that, we need a real strong partner with the state government, and that partnership just hasn't been strong for the last decade.
I want to touch on this regionalization dynamic, though, for just one second. Sure. How much more, this is a huge topic here in Lansing, right, as I'm sure you know, Dan, how much more upside is there left? How much unfinished business is there in regionalization? Because this is a huge topic here in Lansing.
Yeah, it is a huge question, and I think we need to do more with it. I think there's been a heck of a lot that's gotten done. David talked about all of what they're doing in Linden. And as we talk to our member communities throughout the state, there are over 500 cities and villages throughout Michigan. There's more going on today than has ever gone on before. Some of that is a result of having to do things. Some of it is the result of just better efficiency in terms of how we're moving things forward. But you can't, at the end of the day, when I say you can't cut your way to prosperity, you can't regionalize your way to $3 or $4 or $5 billion worth of road needs. You can't regionalize your way into having great downtowns that attract young people. You can't regionalize your way into having economically competitive communities that are attractive to entrepreneurs that have the amenities that we're looking for. There needs to be an investment on the revenue side, along with a different way of doing business, if you will, and I think there are examples of that all over the state. So it's not the silver bullet. You know, somebody once told me, if somebody offers you a silver bullet, shoot them with it. You know, it's just, it doesn't exist, and that's the case here. Regionalism is important. Doing more with less is important, but we need to have a true plan for moving ourselves forward with an investment program.
We're near our millage limit here in Lansing. Dave Lossing, I'd be interested to hear your thoughts on the future of more locally generated revenue. Are you near your cap in Linden as well?
No, our charter allows us to levy 13 mills. We're at 10.3 right now. And because of Headley and Prop A, that continues to roll back and has ever since I've been on city council and as the mayor for the last 14 years. We've never had to go back to the voters and ask for an increase. 2 years ago, 3 years ago, when we began kind of our budget tightening of the belt, one of my employees said, well, why don't we just raise taxes? I'm like, well, that's always an opportunity, but that should be the last opportunity. We should be able to constrict where we can inside, feel the pain internally first. And we did that with cutting back on some of the hours that we offer the employees and some of the benefits just to get through these tough times the last 3 or 4 years. Hopefully, you know, if we can restore those benefits, great. But if not, you know, we're going to continue tightening the belt before we go back and ask for more revenue.
We're talking with Dan Gilmartin, president of the Michigan Municipal League, along with the mayor of Linden, Michigan, in Genesee County, Mr. Joe Lossing. Let's look forward here now. Your focus, or the linchpin as you see it now, Dan, is transportation and services. Talk to us about the importance of both of those.
Extremely important. I mean, when we talk about here in Michigan, we have an infrastructure that's largely built for 20th century. We have an infrastructure that's aging. We're behind at the local level, at the county level, at the state level in terms of maintenance. There just hasn't been the dollars available for keeping our transportation system completely up to speed, if you will. And I'm sure as you drove in and hit some potholes and they shook the fillings in your teeth, you probably saw that here. You probably experienced that this morning. The important thing about transportation, though, is it's a key infrastructure piece for creating new places. So as the state looks at potentially increasing sales tax, increasing, they've talked about a whole bunch of different things, gas tax increases, mm-hmm. potentially a registration increase. Those types of things, we need to keep in mind that there's a local component to that too. It's not just a state road system. It's not just a system of widening highways. We need better infrastructure. We need different infrastructure in this state. In some cases, in our larger cities, we need to shrink the infrastructure. We need to look at things like transit that is very, very important in urban areas. We need to look at high-speed rail, trying to get people back and forth between large population centers in Michigan and outside of Michigan. Having a 21st century infrastructure system is extremely important, and just sort of getting enough money to get by is no longer good enough. It's the same thing that goes with revenue sharing. It's the same thing that goes with transportation. We've just cut our personal property tax here in Michigan. Just to sort of be held harmless doesn't work anymore. It's no longer good enough. we've got to figure out ways to invest in things that really matter.
Dave Lossing, I accidentally referred to you as Joe just a second ago. I realize your name is David. We're under the impression there's a projected $500 million revenue surplus projected in Michigan for this year. Realistically, given the state's other spending needs, how much of that should be shared with municipalities? Dave?
Well, as a municipal official, I would say all of it.
But $499 sounds good.
$499 sounds great. I'll take
we'll
that.
We'll share part. The other.
But I think we have to be realistic. I mean, we're supportive of finding new revenues for transportation infrastructure in the state. We just want to make sure that local governments aren't cut out of the loop right. of that new revenue. And that's my main concern, and that we've been communicating that to the governor's office and to the legislature that, you know, we do matter too because, you know, folks that use the highways live someplace off-road. In those communities, in those cities, villages, and townships. And so we need to rebuild our infrastructure. We need to put in bike lanes, multi-use bike path, rapid transit, light rail. Dan and I were just in Washington, D.C. this past week from the National League of Cities meeting. And taking the metro across D.C. is a great opportunity instead of having to drive across town. It would be nice to have that type of system in Michigan to be able to move people back and forth from Detroit to Ann Arbor to Grand Rapids to Traverse City, up the 23 Expressway around 75, 96, 94, instead of having to drive all over the place. But, you know, we created the automobile. We put America on wheels. And so, you know, we've kind of self-inflicted ourselves over the years.
We have time for one more quick question, and I want to get to this personal property tax. I know the recent proposed elimination of that is another blow to cities' revenue. How will that come up in the conversation today?
Well, it passed the personal property tax phase out of the industrial property in the state passed in December. At its best, it's going to mean a 10 to 20% cut in revenue to communities, depending upon how much industrial property they have. There are a lot of changes happening right now, or a lot of fixes being discussed right now in the legislature of how to make the bill or the law better. And we've got to make sure that we keep in mind the fact that it's a revenue stream that's very, very important to our communities, and we need to have all those fixes taken care of in a way that's positive for local units of government.
Dan Gilmartin is CEO of the Michigan Municipal League. The mayor of Linden, Michigan, has also joined us from Genesee County, Mr. David Lossing. Hope you have a great gathering today.
Great. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks for having
us. Nice to have you.